This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 1st. I'm Paul Plack. As many as 50 planes were damaged yesterday when a storm hit Lakeland during Sun and Fun. Event organizers report 15 people were treated for injuries at the first aid tent and 7 went to the hospital, none with serious injuries. Volunteers have spent the night cleaning up the mess and the gates are scheduled to open this morning at 8 a.m. Sebring aviation owner Phil Lockwood says he plans to get out of the business of selling new LSAs and shift resources to expand his parts and service businesses. A bullet was recovered from the fuselage of a U.S. Airways 737 in Charlotte after a hole was found above a passenger window during a pre-flight inspection. Investigators are trying to determine when, where, and how it happened. An email sent to members indicates that the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association will shut down its wine club after the next monthly shipment. NBAA has welcomed legislation filed with the House Rules Committee that seeks to preserve BAR, the Block Aircraft Registration Request Program. Cessna has teamed with King Schools and Redbird Flight Simulations to develop a program that couples guided video instruction and demonstration with simulator activity. A new study concludes that full-body scanners in use in airports pose no significant health risk due to radiation. NASA astronaut Doug Wheelock has won a social media content award for a photo he took while at the International Space Station last year. So, how do the rest of us compete with that? And a Piaggio Avanti 2 has been painted by a contemporary artist and placed on display as a work of art in an exhibit in Milan, Italy. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, I'll be talking with Garmin's Ted Gartner about GPS interference from LightSquared's new broadband system. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.